in the limelight.
Negotiators of a Brexit trade deal inched towards a compromise on fishing rights on Sunday, 20th of December, but missed a major deadline, raising the prospects of weeks without arrangements from 1st of January, even in the event of agreement. The teams led by Chief UK Negotiator David Frost and his European Union counterpart, Michel Barnier, were expected to continue talks on Monday, despite the European Parliament notice that it would not vote on a deal if not secured by midnight on Sunday, 20th of December. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian columnist Daniel Buffy. The piece is titled, UK Faces Brexit Limbo After Talks Deadline Missed. Stay with us for more of Daniel Buffy's article. Negotiators of a Brexit trade deal inched towards a compromise on fishing rights on Sunday, 20th of December, but missed a major deadline, raising the prospects of weeks without arrangements from 1st of January, even in the event of an agreement. The teams led by the Chief United Kingdom Negotiator David Frost and his European Union counterpart Michel Barnier were expected to continue talks on Monday, despite the European Parliament's notice that it would not vote on a deal if not secured by midnight on Sunday, 20th of December. A UK government source said teams have been negotiating throughout the day and expect to continue tomorrow. Talks remain difficult and significant differences still remain. We continue to explore every route to a deal that is in line with the fundamental principles we brought into the negotiations. David Frost met Michel Barnier on Sunday afternoon to discuss the latest European Union proposals on fisheries, with the UK side posing a series of questions to be answered on Monday, raising some hope of progress. Britain's Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, said the talks had been derailed in recent days after the European Union put in some unreasonable demand on fisheries, but that he was still hopeful of an agreement before Christmas. I'm sure that a deal can be done, but obviously it needs movement on the European Union side, he said. The failure to meet the European Parliament's deadline means that ministers on the European Union Council representing the bloc's capitals may need to provisionally apply a deal on 1st of January to avoid a no-deal exit until Parliament votes later in the month. If the talks go much deeper into December, however, there may not be time for the European Union capitals to translate and to scrutinise the agreed text, leaving the United Kingdom to exit the transition period without new trade and security arrangements with Brussels. Contingency measures would have to be agreed to bridge the gap before a deal could come into force, but such a scenario raises the danger of ports and security services being left in legal limbo. Bernd Lange, the German chair of the Parliament's Trade Committee, the key body in the Chamber's ratification process, tweeted, "The consequences of no deal tonight is obvious. The European Parliament does not know the consolidated text, is not in a position to scrutinise before the end of the transition period. So make preparations now for a no deal period and agree emergency measures for the United Kingdom." A major sticking point in the talk remains the European Union's demand to be able to apply tariffs or entirely block the entry of British goods in the event of the government closing off access to UK seas after a transition period to phase in new fishing arrangements for European vessels. Under the British proposal, Boris Johnson insists that The UK flag vessels have exclusive access to the 6 to 12 nautical mile zone off the British coast, fished for centuries by French and Belgian vessels. Such a move would lead to some British exports being kept out of its biggest market under a proposal Brussels has tabled. Michel Barnier tweeted, "In this crucial moment for the negotiations, we continue to work hard with David Frost and his team." The European Union remains committed to a fair, reciprocal and balanced agreement. We respect the sovereignty of the United Kingdom and we expect the same. Both the European Union and the United Kingdom must have the right to set their own laws and control their own waters. And we should both be able to act when our interests are at stake. His comments indicate that there has been some movement on the issue, with both sides able to take measures should their interests be threatened. But United Kingdom sources downplayed any suggestion of a breakthrough. The exhausted British team in the UK mission to the EU, many of whom have been away from home for the last 2 weeks, were served food at the British ambassador's residence as they worked throughout Sunday. Clement Beaune, France's European Affairs Minister, said he believed a deal with the United Kingdom remained doable. "We have given ourselves a few more days because we think that an agreement is still possible," he said. "It's hard, not sure, but worth a try. More than an agreement, we want a good agreement, in particular preserving fishing and fair conditions of competition." The negotiations should be concluded in the next few days. We know where our red lines are and what interests we don't want to sacrifice. All the political groups in the European Parliament, apart from the Greens, had agreed on the Sunday night deadline for a deal. Philip Lamberts, the co-leader of the Greens, said, "The position that we defend is that negotiators should be allowed to work until the last minute and simply give us time in January and February to scrutinise and ratify any deal. I'm watching quite gleefully, I must say, because I was quite angry at my colleagues, and now they will look stupid."